Yeah. Can't get enough of this album. It's called Tusk, Fleetwood Mac's new album on Warner Brothers. And we heard Christine McVie's piece called Over and Over. I tell you folks, I'm totally hypnotized, mesmerized by this album. I've played it probably 300 times since I bought it. It's very fine. And this is Susan Salo that you're listening to. The program is Red Crystal. It's 11 minutes after 12 midnight, and it's going to be a good set of music tonight. We're going to be going all over woman's experience in song. Stay tuned. We're starting out a little in the sad area, but very quickly moving into the more up parts and then into sexual parts. So we'll move on now into Betty Kaplowitz. This is called Keep On Moving.
Shouldn't come by no some whiskey. From the bar, got some cocaine. From a friend that I had, keep on eating, baby, till I was back in your arms again. Well, I'm guilty. Takes a whole lot of medicine, darling, for me to pretend that I'm somebody
Go on and sit right back down.
Oh, Janis, why did you have to die? I wish you were still alive. That was Janis Joplin singing one of my very, very favorite songs called Little Girl Blue from her Cosmic Blues album. The first album that she really got it together with a big band sound, so to speak. Cosmic Blues, I Got Them Old Cosmic Blues Again, Mama, that's the name of the album. On Columbia, and we heard Little Girl Blue. Should be available for you in the record stores. And before that, we heard from Bonnie Raitt, a composition by Randy Newman, and it was called Guilty. That's the name of the piece. And Lowell George was on electric guitar in that piece. Another person that we've lost, unfortunately. And there was Freebo on the bass. And Freebo is one of those great people. I saw him at the Bread and Roses Festival. He's an advocate of the rock and roll tuba, plays it like a bass, does a great job. Anyway, he was accompanying Bonnie Raitt on the piece called Guilty. And this is from an album of hers called Taken My Time, which also should be available. Very nice pictures on the album of Bonnie sitting around, standing around in the Los Angeles train station, which is really a fine piece of architecture. Bonnie Raitt's Guilty. And we opened out with Betty Kaplowitz doing Keep On Moving. This is not on a record, and it's not readily available to people. It's only on a tape that I have. So unfortunately, you can't go out and buy it in the record stores, but Betty Kaplowitz was the person who was singing. She was also on guitar, both guitars, acoustic and electric. Michelle Krell was the backup vocals, also on piano, and Jerrine Jackson was on the electric guitar, also singing. Pardon me, the lead electric guitar. And Steve O'Hara on the bass, and Dave Pinsky on drums. And that was Betty Kaplowitz with the people accompanying her. And it's a composition written by Betty Kaplowitz just this year. It's called Keep On Moving. And we're going to keep right on moving right now. And here's a short announcement for you.
Hello, my name's Jerrine Jackson, and I'm speaking for Bay Area Women in Music, a professional organization for the women in the music industry. If you are a woman who has lost contact with the purpose of your act or with the business aspects of your art, which will inevitably be challenged, Bay Area Women in Music can help. You will meet women like yourself, producers, record distributors, managers, lawyers, entertainers, as well as exciting speakers at every meeting. Become a member today and strengthen the force of our existence in the music industry. Call Bay Area Women in Music, 332-9100. Associate memberships are available for the non-professional women also. Call today for an interview. Bay Area Women in Music, 332-9100.
Thanks, Dreen. You're listening to Red Crystal, Music to the Nth Power. This is Susan Salo also. I think I'm in the Nth Power. I wouldn't know. This is listener-sponsored radio, KPFA and KPFB in Berkeley and KFCF in Fresno, right now at 26 minutes after 12 midnight. I'll be with you here till around 1:30 or so. For those of you who have the December folio, you might see that it says for the program tonight, Red Crystal, that the music is going to be uplifting. And sometimes we can't always do what we say we were going to do 2 months or so ago. But in any case, I'll do that a little later on, the uplifting part. But right now, I'd like to move into another mood, another area of music.
Hear my baby say goodbye. watch my baby. Just as fine as I could see. You know the man, he started running and waving goodbye to me. And that was too much for me. That's why I walked a back street and cried.
Thank you. each light seems to tell a different story. And the everyday game here is cold-blooded, as they say, baby, take it from me. You know, some men take us for granted. Basically, we're all the same, rich or poor. We have that same desire to be loved, respected, and treated like a woman. Now, some women, they'll just about go for anything just to hold on to that man. But I, for one, I'm not going for it. And especially after I done walked all the way from Chicago just to find my man and some broad named Betty Jo. You know, she done took my place. Well, before I stay his food, I'd rather drink muddy water or lay down and sleep in a hollow log or make my bed at the bottom of Frisco Bay. Because before I be his driving wheel, I'd rather keep my heart as cold as he made it, baby. And that's as hard as Kaiser steel. Yeah, San Francisco is as pretty as they say. But there ain't no reason for me to stay. Yes, it's true, he's got that girlfriend. And her name, is Betty Jo. She's his big time a lover. They're running games down on old Fillmore, yeah. Somebody tell me where this street can be found. If I find my baby there, I'm gonna burn Fillmore District down. Yes, I am. Going on back to Chi-Town. And I'm going on back where I belong. Oh, yeah. I'm gonna say it again. Bye, San Francisco. Baby, I'm bound to Chi-Town, yeah. I can't stand up under the pressure, baby. So I'm gonna leave this cold-blooded city, yeah. Forget about that Golden Gate. What I thought was mine, I got here a little too late. Bye, San Francisco. I'm gonna leave this old bad West Coast alone, yeah. Gonna leave it and get on.
All right, that was Sugar Pie DeSanto singing the second part of San Francisco Blues. This is on a 45, and it's on Jasmine Records, J-A-S-M-A-N. Sugar Pie DeSanto, San Francisco Blues Part 2. And if you're interested in Sugar Pie DeSanto, you should tune in to Red Crystal next Tuesday, December 11th, from 12 midnight till 1:30, because you'll be hearing from her, both in an interview, and also in hearing her music. She, for those of you who remember, her first smash hit was called I Want to Know, and she recorded it in Oakland, right here, in late 1959, and it made the Billboard Rhythm and Blues charts the following year, in 1960. She went to girls' high school in San Francisco with Etta James, and the two of them used to sing together in a group called the Peaches. Also, she's worked with Johnny Otis and James Brown in his review, and sometimes she's been known to steal the show from him. From James Brown, that is, because one of the really special things, one of the most fun things about Sugar Pie DeSanto is the way she carries a performance off. She jokes a whole lot and prances around. She interacts with the musicians and the audience a lot. She's a whole lot of fun, just a joy to see. And her music range is blues, rhythm and blues, soul, jazz, and on and on. She says the only kind of music she can't do right now is opera, but if she wanted to, she'd do it. So check her out in performance if you can. If you can't, do tune in to Red Crystal next Tuesday, December 11th, from 12 midnight till 1:30, and you'll hear the music of Sugar Pie DeSanto, and you'll hear myself, Susan Salo, interviewing her. And as I said, we just heard San Francisco Blues Part 2, done by Sugar Pie DeSanto. Before that, we heard from Carrie Smith, one of the two albums that I know that she has out, released just this year. And I don't know why it's taken so long for her to get on record, but I'm glad she has. We heard When I've Been Drinking, done by Carrie Smith. The name of the album is Carrie Smith. It's on West. George Duvivier was on bass, and lots of other people accompanied her. Carrie Smith, I've Been Drinking. When I've Been Drinking. And we opened the set out with Coco Taylor singing Walkin' the Back Streets. And this is from her second album on Alligator called The Earth Shaker. And both of these albums on Alligator are stone knockouts for blues people. And this particular one has a great picture on the back of the cover. There she is sitting, and she's got seven men who accompany her sitting around, and they're all grinning and having a great time. There's money on the table, there's some alcohol on the table, and heaven knows what else. Anyway, they're really having a good time. It's Coco Taylor with her group. The name of the album, again, The Earthshaker, and we heard Walking the Bad Streets. So this is Susan Salo. The program is Red Crystal. 15 of 1 in the morning, and I'll be with you here till 1:30 about. And at that time, Gorman Lee will be joining us. I sure love those dirty, bad words about men that women sing sometimes. It's really nice to get it out, and then I can go love them again. It's the back and forth that we're all doing, I'm sure. Can't stay on one edge of it or one end of it. And so why don't we hear a little more along that line?
Thank you. fight. You're mine now, baby. Everyone better stand back. You're mine now, baby. Everyone better stand back. Oh, you know, Daddy, I'm the woman that you really like. I talk to my baby, talk to him like a child. Talks to my baby, talk to him like a child. He said, don't talk to me, woman, because you're about to run me wild. I said, look, yeah, baby, look what you have did to me. Me. You have broke my heart now, baby, and I'm never gonna let you be. He used to be yours, look who's got him now. He used to be yours, look who's got him now. You cannot take him away from me, baby, no matter how you try. Tell me, tell me, tell me, tell me how you want your rolling done. Tell me, tell me, tell me, tell me how you want your rolling done. I'ma love you in the nighttime, baby, until the rising sun. Oh, listen, yeah. Listen to my plea. Oh, listen, yeah, babe. Listen to my plea. Oh, you're tired of me, baby, but you can't let me be. You remember the time you drove me from your door. You remember the time you drove me from your door. So don't come hanging around, baby, I don't want you no more.
day. I know he keeps everything in the barnyard. Hey, hey, upset in every way. And my howl, he began to howl.
That red rooster better stay away from me. I think that was Big Mama Thornton doing Little Red Rooster on her album called Big Mama Thornton in Europe on Arhuli Records. A wonderful blues album. Wonderful is the wrong word for it. I don't even know what word for it is. It's excellent. Big Mama Thornton in Europe. Buddy Guy was on the guitar on that piece, Little Red Rooster. And before that, we heard from Big Mama Thornton again. And this is also on an album, on an Arhuli album, Big Mama Thornton and the Chicago Blues Band, which had, among others, Otis Spann on piano. And we heard her singing, Sometimes I Have a Heartache. Big Mama Thornton and the Chicago Blues Band, Sometimes I Have a Heartache. Both of these albums hopefully will be available in your record stores. You can try Down Home Records in El Cerrito. They ought to have them for sure. And before the two Big Mama Thornton pieces, we heard from Mama Yancey. And Mama Yancey is the wife of a a piano player named Jimmy Yancey, and they usually recorded together, but in this particular album, Art Hodes was on the piano because by then her husband had passed away. And this is on a Verve album, which I do not think is available right now. It's recorded around 1965, and it's interesting because Barbara Dane writes the liner notes for this album, and she says this of Mama Yancey. She says a lot of things, and still irresistible, devastating, and possessor of an outrageously sexy, strong blues trumpet of a voice. That's what Barbara Dane thinks of Mama Yancey. By the way, Barbara Dane's been playing around the area, for those of you who are interested in catching her. She had left the music scene for a while, and now she seems to be back, and I'm really glad of that myself. So we heard Mama Yancey singing Good Package Blues, and the name of the album is called Mama Yancey Sings, Art Hodes Plays Blues on Verve. And before that, we heard from Helen Humes, a composition of hers called He May Be Your Man, But He Comes to See Me Sometimes. And she was accompanied by many people, the Ellis Larkins All-Stars, and one of those people happens to be George Benson, who's playing the guitar. Ellis Larkins, I believe, is the person who's going to do the orchestration for the Billie Holiday celebration that's coming up in the middle of December in this area. So that was Helen Humes, and He May Be Your Man, But He Comes to See Me Sometimes, on the album called The Talk of the Town on Columbia, which definitely should be available. And we opened out with Evil Gal's Daughter Blues. That's a sequel to Evil Gal's Blues, sung by Joan Shaw. It's from a collection of Singing the Blues put together by Leonard Feather. And this particular song, Evil Gal's Daughter Blues, was written by Leonard and Jane Feather. I suspect Jane Feather wrote the lyrics. Joan Shaw singing Evil Gal's Daughter Blues on a double record set called Singing the Blues. And it's now 1 minute after one, I take it back, it's now 10 minutes after one in the morning. This is Susan Salo, and the program is Red Crystal.
Hey, it's 3:51 at the Big Bloody Blah, so I gotta tell you what the razzifrazz. Hey, climbing fast on the church, here's the bibbidi-doos. Hey, don't forget, gotta get, don't be shy, bye-bye-bye. Big Blah, say, like boodles with the hemi-quadulated blippity-bees from all law $39.95, and this week only at Zubies, the nebulated quasi-friedel for only $49.95, and hey, here's the triggles. All right, hey, don't forget, drink Brecadola all the time and cruise down to Diddlywinks and test drive the incredible Picadero MZ with 4 on the floor, 3 in the door, 2 in the trunk, and 1 in the ashtray. Hey, it's 3:52 at the Big Bloody Blah, coming right up with the Foodalese big hit, zooming to the top of the charts.
This is listener-sponsored radio, as long as you support it. KPFA or KPFB in Berkeley, or KFCF in Fresno.
Hey, come on, you guys!
94.1 FM.
Got it? Okay. Well, now, Little Red Rooster by Big Mama Thornton is a really hard act to follow. So why don't we try Ricky Lee Jones?
Setting on it. could take you home.
Say goodbye to your family, your family.
All right, that's definitely up on the up end, just like I promised. We started with some sad songs, moving into blues, and then ending with rhythm and blues and rock and roll. We've been going through the whole spectrum, also going all over a woman's experience tonight, as well as some of a man's experience in song. So, happy birthday to you all. This is Susan Salo, and the program is Red Crystal. And I'm going to be with you here just a few more minutes, so stay tuned, because after me is coming up Gorman Lee with his usual bag of tricks and delights. So I'll let you know what we were just listening to in the order that we listened to them in. The first we heard was from Ricky Lee Jones' album that she released in the beginning of this year and became an overnight star very quickly. And we heard Weasel and the White Boys Cool, composition by her and Alfred Johnson. There's another composition that she does with Alfred Johnson on this album, but the rest of it is written and pretty much done by herself, Ricky Lee Jones. And that's on Warner Brothers, and the name of the album is Ricky Lee Jones. Once again, we heard Weasel and the White Boys Cool. Lay out eating peaches on the beaches. Secondly, we heard from Fleetwood Mac's album called Tusk, we heard Not That Funny, one of the many pieces written by Lindsey Buckingham on this album. He contributes a lot more in this album than he has in the last couple of Fleetwood Mac's. And we heard Not That Funny. And it's not. No, it's not that funny, what he sings about. Following that, we heard from the Beatles album, Abbey Road, three in a row, Mean Mr. Mustard, Polythene Pam, and She Came In Through the Bathroom Window. The Beatles, Abbey Road. And ending with Joan Armatrading's album called Whatever's For Us, where she collaborates with Pam Nestor. All the King's Gardens was the name of the piece we heard, written by Pam Nestor and Joan Armatrading. And that's on A&M Records. And once again, the name of the album is Whatever's For Us. So now, 1:30 in the morning, I'll sign off with one last piece, and then we'll be hearing from Gorman Lee. And have a very, very good week. Don't forget Sugar Pie DeSanto coming up next week on Red Crystal, December 11th, from 12 midnight till 1:30 in the morning. We'll be hearing the music and also an interview with her, a great rhythm and blues queen, among other things. So this is Susan Salo saying goodnight once again. We're going to end with Big Mama Thornton doing Hound Dog. This is the original Hound Dog of any Hound Dogs, that is, that became famous. It was done in the early 50s. I think it's a really good one to end with. So good night.